Following is another Platte River Radio presentation. Platte River Radio presents high school volleyball. The nets are up, the balls are ready, and our team is ready to bring you all the volleyball action. We'll take you out to that action soon, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show, starting with a word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Ravenna for more Lou Platte Conference basketball on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Ravenna hosts Kearney Catholic in their annual get-together. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Girls game was all Kearney Catholic tonight, 70-20. And the boys game, once again, you've just got a lot of new faces out there for Ravenna. But Coach Paul Baronic says they played well in their first two games. Although they did drop a game Friday to Burwell to end their 30-game winning streak, they opened the season with a win over Broken Bow. And just like the Lady Stars, the Kearney Catholic boys have not been pushed to the second half this year. Their closest game, 24 points on opening night against Lincoln Lutheran. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball contest right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys basketball game, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Kearney Catholic is the visitor tonight. They'll go with number one, a 5'9" junior, Matt Moore. Number 10, a 5'10" senior, Brian Hoosman. Number 20, a 5'9" senior, Connor Strike. Number 24, 6'2" senior, David Squires. And number 30, 6'1 senior, Alex Lease. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. They're 4-0 on the season and ranked 6th in the preseason C1 poll. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, they will start with number 12, Blake Cremosta, a 5'9" sophomore. Number 20 is a 6-foot junior, Tom Siskowski. Number 22, 5'10" senior, is Alec Cremosta. Number 31, 6'3 senior, is Sid Techmeyer. And number 40, 6'2 sophomore, is Brady Standage. The head coach of the Ravenna Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bastnet, and Adam Mingus, 1-1 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. In other high school basketball tonight, Sandy Creek girls defeated Adams Central 52-28. The boys' game is right now on 1230 AM KHAS, and also on the web, just like our game is, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We will take a break and get ready to tip things off in just a moment. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
'Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
It's another busy week of high school basketball on our network of stations, and on Thursday night we'll be in Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders welcome in the Minden Whippets, scheduled for a 6 o'clock start time for the girls and 7:45 for the boys. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The home white and blue trim for Ravenna, the traveling dark green and gold for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And Ravenna will go from left to right. The Stars from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Brady Standage to jump center for Ravenna. And for Kearney Catholic, it will be Alex Leese. As we are ready to go with boys varsity basketball on this Tuesday night. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled deep in the backcourt by Matt Moore of Kearney Catholic. And this basketball game is underway. Ravenna, nothing different than they've ever done. Man-to-man defense. As the Stars move it around the perimeter. And Stride up top, called for a double dribble, as doubling up on him was Blake Cremosta. So Kearney Catholic turns it over on their first possession. These two teams have had some battles over the years. Last year, the epic double overtime game, which actually, as the three-pointer is up, no good by Sid Techmeyer, and Brian Hoosman gets the rebound. Last year, Connor Baronic hit a three at the end of regulation. David Squires hit a three at the end of the first overtime. Squires for three here. It's in. David Squires, with that two-hand, almost set shot-looking three-pointer, knocks home the first one of the ball game, and it is 3-0 Kearney Catholic. They also come out, play that matchup man. Top of the circle with it is Techmeyer, guarded there by Elise. Techmeyer tries to take him off the dribble right side. One of the two sophomore starters. Backdoor bounce pass, little jumper with his back to the basket, won't roll in there for Standage, and the rebound brought down by Hoosman. Stars up the floor, kicking out for a long three. Lease, it's off the iron, won't go. Offensive putback, Ryan Hoosman, it's up, and it is in. Hoosman already with three rebounds here in the basketball game, and Kearney Catholic leads it 5-0, a minute 15 in. Coach Paul Baronic, this is the youngest, most inexperienced team he's had in probably 15 years, and he's going to call a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. 6:38 to go in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic has hit the first two buckets. They're up 5-0. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And it will be Ravenna basketball here on the far side of the gymnasium where we sit across from the players on the bench or in the Ravenna fan section. They'll get it in at half court, try to get a play set up for a three. Sid Techmeyer, it comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by David Squires. Stars want a run, but Ravenna's back defensively. Matt Moore, top of the circle, guarded by Tom Siskowski. Over to Squires, off the screen, has to throw it back into the right-hand wing to Connor Strite. Down low, Hoosman back up, Leese for three, it's good. Alex Leese with the second three-pointer of the ball game, and Kearney Catholic has jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Again, as we started to say, Ravenna won it in double overtime at Kearney last year, rallied from double digits, and of course, that was just one of a couple of games that were close for them all year long and helped them complete the undefeated state championship season. And David Squires, as the ball goes out of bounds, going, that should be our ball. And I agree with him because Brady Standage was the last person to touch it like three different times. But Rivetta will get to keep it, try to force it into Standage's back door, and the ball goes out of bounds off the arm of Connor Strike. So Rivetta tries one more time here on the inbounds. And they'll get it into the corner to Standage. They'll get the cutter inside Moore. The foul will be called to send Blake Cremosa to the line. Cremosa got inside of Matt Moore, and he had to reach in and flat foul him. So Blake goes to the line, shoot a pair of free throws, looking for the first Rivetta points of the ball game. 5:50 to go, first quarter, 8-0. Kearney Catholic, and the free throw is up and in for Blake Cremosa. And Ravenna's going to use some substitutions here. 6'4 senior Paul Bauer checks in. Kobe Schirmer, 5'9 sophomore, is in. Waiting to check in, Tyler Douglas for the shooter, Blake Cremosa. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Cremosa hits them both, and that'll make the score 8-2. Ravenna's going to try and put some full court pressure in. And Kearney Catholic throws over the top of it. Squires finds the cutter. Good coverage, though, by Ravenna. As he gets back up top off the pass from Boozman to Squires. Posting up Boozman back to Squires. Left-handed corner for three. It's off the heel, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Paul Power grabs the first Ravenna rebound, and he is fouled. Alex Leese got his arm tied up in there. That'll be the first foul on Leese. Tonight's game brought to you by our many fine sponsors. Want to say thanks to them. Also to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the fine folks here at Ravenna. And finally, Ravenna gets the five on the floor that they wanted. There was some confusion there during the free throw about who wanted in, who wanted out. And Siskowski to throw it in to Sid Techmeyer, who just got back in. Back to Siskowski, running the floor left wing. Pass behind him, got it to Techmeyer. And Techmeyer, as he came to the jump stop, walked with the basketball. First turnover for the Jays. And Brady Standage back in. So Coach Moronic has used a timeout and then has taken his starters out quickly, put them back in. Stars ball in the backcourt. They'll get it into Matt Moore. Very good guard. Got to see a little more playing time last year because of some early injuries to the Stars. Moore gets across the timeline to Lee. Swings it in the right-hand corner to Squires. Squires into Moore on the low block. He is double-teamed. Puts the shot up. No good. Paul Bauer gets the rebound. Bauer gets it into the hands of Blake Cremosa. Pushes it up the floor. Almost falls down. Needs some help. Back door open. Bauer's open. He'll score. Paul Bauer with the layup off the beautiful work from Blake Cremosa. Stars thought they had him trapped at the other end. Who's been coast to coast? The runner's no good. Over the top to pull down the rebound is Brady Standage. Had a little life in the Ravenna team and crowd after that nice play. Cremosa tries again, kicks it out to Siskowski, and a walk called on Ravenna on the kickout. Second turnover by the Jays. Cremosa was so far out here. He was like 30 feet away from the bucket, double teamed, and found a way to step through the double team and find Bauer backside low block, who was wide open. Here comes Blake Holtmeyer into the game and Derek Jackson into the game for Kearney Catholic. Long pass to break the press. They get it to Hoosman. Hoosman in the paint, dishes it off with a short jumper and a foul. Down to the floor goes Holtmeyer. He's up, though, and will go to the line and shoot two. Already plenty of substitutions going on here in the first 3 minutes of this basketball game. The foul called on Ravenna's Tyler Douglas. His first, the free throw up and in by Blake Holtmeyer. 9-4. Kearney Catholic leads it. And into the ball game, the 6'6 senior Isaac Richter. That'll be a good battle between him and Paul Bauer tonight. Neither started, both coming off the bench. Squires will get a breather in the free throw now by Holtmeyer. The lefty puts it up, and it spins off, no good. Bauer grabs his third rebound here in the last 90 seconds, and up the floor comes Blake Cremosa. Guarded there by Jackson. Gets it deep into the right-hand corner to Alec Cremosa. Needs some help. And a timeout called by Ravenna so that they don't lose the ball. And with 4:29 to go here in the first quarter of play, it's Kearney Catholic 9 and Ravenna 4. Our timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out now for a Little Caesars pizza, available at West 39th Street in Kearney. And we'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna. It will be Blue Jay basketball, trailing 9-4. Have to take it out deep in their own corner, and to throw it in will be Sid Techmeyer. Back after Kremosta, over to Siskowski. Between the circles and the man-to-man, he'll give it back off to Kremosta. Crossover dribble, starts left, rolls right into the paint, backdoor cut to Siskowski, and he'll be fouled by Blake Holtmeyer on the shot. At the line, Tom Siskowski. Some things never change, it's just a different appearance. Ravenna loves that back cut, screen away. Get an opportunity to close the gap here with two free throws, and Siskowski hits the first one. 9-5. And a second free throw for the junior Siskowski. It's short, no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Lease. Lease up the floor, 3-on-3. Kicks it out into the right-hand corner, leaves it off there for Jackson. Jackson lost the ball and out of bounds it goes. Second turnover for the Stars. Both teams want to apply as much pressure as they can. Kearney Catholic not going to apply pressure here in the backcourt on this inbounds pass. To throw it in, eventually, will be Tom Siskowski as he gets the ball from the official. A long first quarter. We have just reached the halfway mark of the first quarter. 9-5, Stars by 4. Top. The key, Standage, comes off the pick, tries to go by Richter, draws the double team, leaves it in the corner for Siskowski, who blocked with the basketball. He made a nice move, stepped through the double team. Had he shot the ball, they would not have called him for a walk, but then he gave the basketball off, and they'll call him for the travel, the third turnover on Ravenna. Squires is back in Kearney Catholic, as is Connor Streit. Holtmeyer, along with Hoosman, and Jackson on the floor, and Ravenna steps into the passing lane, makes the steal. Up the floor they come with Kremosta. He tries to take it inside, and Ravenna gives it right back. Coming up with a loose ball will be Derek Jackson, and throws it to nobody in particular. It's the giving season, and Ravenna throws it away again. Everyone in the Christmas spirit, just giving, giving, giving here in the last two possessions. I don't want it, you take it. I don't want it, you take it. 3:28 to go here in quarter number one. 9-5, Kearney Catholic. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead, but have been stagnant here over the last 2.5 minutes. It was 8-0 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter, and they've scored one free throw since. 3:20 to go. Squires, left-hand corner, draws the double team. Now tries to make the jump pass over the top to Matt Moore. Swings it right side. Quick attack of the hoop by Sprite, and he is going to get a blocking foul called on Sid Techmeyer, his first. Second team foul on Ravenna. One of those that could have probably went either way. Connor will go to the line and shoot two. Strite toes the line for 15 feet. Takes his time. And finally, puts the free throw up and in. Connor might have been trying to catch his wind after the collision there, and Paul Bauer will re-enter here at the post for Ravenna. Girls' game was all Kearney Catholic tonight, 70-20. The Stars being and playing just as good basketball as they were volleyball this season off the state championship. Second free throw, and it bangs around and in again for Connor Streit. His first 2 points, 11-5. Kearney Catholic, they've still been without a field goal for 3 minutes, but they have the lead. Ravenna works it around the man-to-man, trying to spread the floor, get some passing lanes. Techmeyer, get it into the corner. Here's a three. Siskowski up and in. Tom Siskowski with the first three-point bucket for Ravenna. 11-8. Pressure in the backcourt against Kearney Catholic. Squires handling the ball. That's not what they want. And there's a travel. travel called on Kearney Catholic. That is their fifth turnover. And the ball back into the hands of the Blue Jays. The ball took a funny hop over there, and now they want to towel it off a little bit as Coach Baronic making sure that he didn't get run over by anybody. Of course, Coach Lease and Baronic have been in the game a long, long time, many battles, having a little joking word over there. And now we're ready to go again, but all of a sudden, Ravenna has shook off the early jitters, and they can tie the game with a three here. With it is going to be Standing. He leaves it off for Blake Cremosta. Swings it from the left to the right to Siskowski. Attacks the paint. Bounce pass underneath the Bauer. Bauer lost the handle on the way up. But an offensive board for Standage. And he'll pull it back out top to Techmeyer. Techmeyer guarded by Matt Moore. Reverse it left-hand corner to Blake Cremosta. The sophomore goes up top to Standage. Right side, weak side. Here's Techmeyer off the dribble. Lost the handle. Got tipped away from behind. Sixth Ravenna turnover. Two on one. Driving. Jackson shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Blake Cremosta off the Kearney Catholic miss. Up ahead, they'll get it to Standage. Brady back out top to Cremosta, works the right side of the key, leaves it off for Siskowski in the paint, off-balance jumper, hits the front of the rim, no good, and David Squires will grab his second rebound. Minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Stars attack. Connor Strine throws it in the lane. It's behind Hoosman. We're eventually going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna. Kearney Catholic's sixth turnover. So we're even in that department. 1:42 to go in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 11 and Ravenna 8. And again, there's been a lot of time on the dead balls here. I've noticed that substitutions, there's been a lot of guys trying to catch their breath here. And the officials have been letting them do that. As walking the ball up the floor is Blake Cremosta. Forced to the right side there by Moore. Pass down to the wing to Tyler Douglas is deflected out of bounds by Connor Strike. Ravenna has had to inbound the ball numerous times here in this first quarter. Cremosta throws it out to the center circle to Siskowski, and they'll set up their half-court offense. Tom starts the left-hand dribble, then slips, just foot gave out, lost the basketball, two-on-one the other way. Moore as he shot blocked out of bounds by Blake Cremosta, but they call it for a foul. Ravenna fans didn't like that one. Blake got way up there. That'll be his first foul. And at the line will be Matt Moore. So just about every foul has been on the shot so far for either team. And Moore's first free throw is up and in. First point of the ball game for number one, Matt Moore. And now re-entering for the Blue Jays will be Alec Cremosta. Douglas will check out. And he's got the original five now on the floor for the Jays. Both Cremosta, Siskowski, Techmeyer, Standage, and Matt Moore shooting the second free throw for the Stars. It is short, and over the back, going to be called there. Alec Cremosta never even tried to rebound the ball. All he was doing was boxing out Brian Hoosman, and Hoosman just kept reaching and reaching to try to flick the ball out of there, and they're going to get him for being over the back. His first foul, and the team fouls are even at four. Minute 20 to go, first quarter, 12-8, Stars leading here at Ravenna. Techmeyer, long pass up ahead, gets it to Siskowski, makes the extra pass to Standage, and stepping in front to make the steal will be Brian Hoosman. Pass break the other way to Strite, goes with the offhand scoop, up and in. Connor with 4 points now, and the lead is back to six at 14-8, 1 minute to go, first quarter. Alec Cremosta gets it back to Blake, kicks it out to the trailer Standage. Brady to the left elbow, throws it right side, Techmeyer, step back three, didn't even see Hoosman coming out of him, who blocked it, and on the way up the floor, he is going to be fouled. Techmeyer started to shoot the three and went, oh no, and he just kind of threw it straight up in the air and had it blocked and taken away by Brian Hoosman, and then a foul called coming the other way. Let's see who they're going to put that on, and it's going to go on Sid Techmeyer, his second. So Kearney Catholic ball with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Alex Leach back in, right-hand corner, draws the double team out of the wing to Squires. Squires was looking back door instead to Leach for three in the right-hand corner. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, yanked down by Standage, his third. Cremosta brings it across the timeline, works it to the right wing. To Siskowski, guarded by Moore. Tom puts it on the floor with the left-hand dribble to the high post, gives it to Standage. Brady's pass knocked away by Lease. Lease is going to save the ball. Alex all the way down in traffic, lays it up and in. Great play by Alex Lease. And the Stars have scored the last five to go up 16-8, 10 seconds. Cremos to work it on Lease. He's going to need to get rid of it or he's going to get a five-second count. Gets it into the corner as Ziskowski throws one up. It's no good, and Squires will get the rebound to end the first quarter of play. So Kearney Catholic got the first eight and the last five of the quarter, and after one, it's Kearney Catholic 16, Ravenna 8, here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clear.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna High School, where we are entering the second quarter, Kearney Catholic 16 and Ravenna 8. In the first quarter, Ravenna 9 turnovers, and that is the difference between losing all those starters from last year and continuing to work through this year's crew. But Kearney Catholic had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebounds, even at 7 apiece. Free throws, Kearney Catholic 4 of 6. Ravenna 3 of 4. 3-point shooting, Ravenna 1 of 2. Kearney Catholic 2 of 5. The Stars are led by Alex Lease with 5 points. Tom Ziskowski has 4 for Ravenna. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. And it will be Connor Strike to throw it in. You've got Derek Jackson out there along with Brian Hoosman, Blake Holtmeyer, and Alex Lease. The 5 on the floor to start the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a 3. Lease in the left-hand corner. No good. Offensive rebound all alone is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now 7 in a row with the Stars. They're up by 10. Fast break the other way. Cremosa couldn't get the shot to go near in. Rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. He's now got 5. Jackson, skip pass over to Lease. Lease, a long 3-pointer, and it's nothing but net. Alex Lease, his second 3, and he's got 8. And just like the first quarter, a quick start to the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. They're up 13. Ziskowski in the right-hand corner. As it looks like Ravenna has their original starting 5 out there. Blake and Alec Cremosta. Ziskowski, Techmeyer, and Standage in the corner for the 2-pointer. It's up and in for Sid Techmeyer. Had his toe on the line, they say. First bucket for Techmeyer, the 6'3 senior. Fast break, breaking the press. Good shot in the middle, but it spins all the way and out. No good by Hoosman. Techmeyer gets the rebound. Both teams now in a track meet here in the first minute of the second quarter. With it is Cremosta. Tries the bounce pass. Goes off somebody's knee, and they'll say it went off of Kearney Catholic. And they'll give the ball to Ravenna. I think that's the right call. Star fans didn't like that, but it went off a knee right away over here. And Ravenna will throw it in the front court. Blake Cremosta into the corner. Ball fake is Techmeyer. Can't get the 3 away. Gives it to Alec Cremosta. Finds his way inside and a foul call. Connor Strite and Brian Hoosman. Hoosman blocked it, but I think they're going to call him for the foul. And that's the case. Man, he might have been fouled, but it was not by Brian Hoosman. That's the second foul on Hoosman. And at the line will be Alec Cremosta to shoot 2. And the first free throw is no good. Checking into the ball game, Paul Bauer. And checking out Ziskowski. Coach Lee's trying to decide whether to keep Hoosman in there right now with the 2 fouls. He's never usually too worried about that because he's got so many kids that he can go with his depth. Second free throw, Cremosta up and in. And now we will see multiple substitutions here. We've got Isaac Richter and David Squires in for Kearney Catholic. And for Ravenna, Tyler Douglas re-enters the ball game. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Girls game was all Kearney Catholic, 70-20. Here it's 21-11 Stars in the boys game, and Ravenna steps in and makes the steal. First turnover of the second quarter. Driving in Standage, trying to work on Squires, kicks it out to Douglas. Over to Cremosta. And to Standage. Over on the left side of the key. Brady puts it on the floor, brings it to the right side, hands it off to Douglas. And the Stars just keep pushing that ball farther out defensively. Kearney Catholic knocks it away again, out of bounds. And they'll give the ball to Ravenna. Again, it was right in front of the Stars bench. They thought it had deflected off Techmeyer. And again, a dead ball, and again, a substitution. Standage out, Siskowski in. And Ravenna to throw it in just on this side of the front court. And to throw it in will be Techmeyer. Looking underneath. Going to have to go to his safety man. They cleared out for Siskowski. He makes a wraparound pass off balance, and Holtmeyer is there to steal it away for the Stars. Up the floor, Squires. Squires in the left-hand wing. Jackson open. The three-pointer for the lefty is no good. Backside rebound falls into the hands of Richter. Richter inside, no good. And coming out of there with it is going to be Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer into the front court, stops the top of the circle. Tries to lob it inside to Bauer, denied by Richter. And Douglas in the left-hand corner, travel with a basketball. 11 turnovers for Ravenna. 5:39 to go here in quarter number two. It's 21-11. Here comes Kobe Schirmer in. Here comes Brady Standage in for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic now to throw it in the backcourt. And Derek Jackson drops it into the hands of Alex Lease. He'll be guarded by Standage, the sophomore, as they try to trap the ball here. Kearney Catholic could have just dribbled it right up the floor, but elected not to. Get it across the timeline, finally to Squires. Holtmeyer back up top, Lease. Left baseline, Jackson open. 12-footer, can't find the range. Holtmeyer offensive rebound, no good. And Bauer gets the board. Richter's over the back. Paul Bauer with his fourth rebound. Isaac Richter with his first foul. That's the sixth foul on Kearney Catholic. Four have been whistled on Ravenna. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll recap the first half of our boys' game, look at the stats, recap the girls' game. Hopefully get a chance to chat with the head coach of the Lady Stars, Rick Petrie. Still a lot of boys' game here, and Ravenna tried the old back cut, but couldn't fight their way through the traffic. The ball just sails up on the stage here. Been a ton of dead balls in this first half, and we've only played 11 minutes of basketball. A lot of turnovers, a few fouls, and just a lot of passes that have been tipped out of bounds at various times in the game. Squires across the timeline receives the pass here for Kearney Catholic. Finds the cutter, Lease, and Lease going to be called for the walk. He thought he had an open way to the hoop, but then when he turned his head, he saw a defender, tried to step around. Eighth turnover for the Stars. Kearney Catholic scored on their first two possessions, but now again have been quiet. Siskowski, high post, good bounce pass to Bauer underneath, and Paul lays it up and in for his second bucket. 21-13, Kearney Catholic. They were up by as many as 13 in this ball game. Now Moore going too fast, lost the ball. It ends up in the hands of Connor Strike. Cremosta comes away from behind and takes it, and then they call him for a walk. So he never really got out of there clean with it. And so we'll just say that Kearney Catholic never lost possession. And Squires to throw it in at midcourt. Finds Matt Moore. Moore with one free throw so far in the game. That's his point total. Squires staying outside the arc to Moore. To Lease, about 12 feet out. Spits it out to Squires. Three-pointer, left wing, no good. Long rebound comes into the hands of Connor Strite. His five-foot follow is in. 6 points for Connor Strite. Stars back up 10. Fast break the other way. Blake Cremosta's scoop shot in traffic up and in. Four for Blake. Long pass down the floor. Cremosta goes for the steal, and he fouls Connor Strite. That'll be the second foul on Cremosta. 15 foul. So he and Techmeyer have two fouls for Ravenna. Hoosman has two fouls for Kearney Catholic. And Standage will come in for Techmeyer, and Douglas will come in for Bauer. Kearney Catholic ball at midcourt, leading it 23-15 with 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. Moore gives it over on the right wing to Strike, guarded by Standage. Into the double team, picks his dribble up, fires it to the high post. Hoosman drives in, kicks it out, Lease with three, it's in and out, no good that time. Squires, offensive rebound, tries to make some room, puts it up, no good. Another offensive rebound, up and in for Connor Strike. 8 points now for Connor. And here comes Ravenna the other way. 25-15, the Stars hitting the offensive boards. They just had too many people covering Squires that time. Pick and roll, well covered. Kearney Catholic steals the ball away. And again, it's Connor Strike. Leaves it out on the left wing for Lease. Makes the three, drives in. And we've got a whistle and a blocking foul called on the Blue Jays. It's going to be on Siskowski. He was trying to stick the hip out there and draw the charge, but the official said, I don't think so. That'll be the sixth foul on Ravenna. The team fouls are now even at six apiece. And on Siskowski, that's his first. And again, just a ton of substitutions here. It's gotten to the point of ridiculous how much time there has been waiting to inbound the ball. Inbounds pass to Richter, and he'll score. Just lobbed it up to the big fella, and the 6'6 senior grabbed it, shot it, and scored. And it's 27-17, Stars on back-to-back buckets. Techmeyer, left wing, picks the dribble up, spins 360 on the pivot foot, kicks it back out to Siskowski. His pass knocked away by Moore. Ravenna is in turnover mode right now. Pass to the other end, layup is good by Brian Hoosman. Six quick ones by the Stars, and the lead is up to 14, their largest at 29-15. Siskowski, a three in transition, nothing but net for Thomas. He's hit both threes tonight for Ravenna, and that'll get you a quick answer back, 29-18. And Alec Cremosta punched the ball out of there, and then fighting for the loose ball, a foul called. Matt Moore got an arm in the back from Siskowski. That's his second, and that will bring us to the line for a 1-1. Moore, only been to the line once, and only made one free throw. He's 1 of 2. Lease back in, stride out. And checking in for Ravenna is going to be Brady Standage. Again, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, so keep it here on Classic Hits as we get you through our boys' ball game tonight. Don't forget Thursday, Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic, starting at approximately 6, and Moore's free throw is up, and it is in. He'll earn the bonus. Kearney Catholic, who has been averaging right about 61, 62 points a game through four games, on that pace here. Second free throw by Moore, also good. Kearney Catholic 31, Ravenna 18, 2:45 to go in the first half. Trying to avoid the double-team Blake Cremosa. They clear it out for him. He's on the weak side, and they anticipate the pass again with Hoosman, who goes to the other end and makes another layup. And Brian Hoosman with the steal. And then Ravenna, they say, trying to get the ball in, steps across the baseline without being guarded and turns it over for the 16th time. Again, 16 in a game would have been too many for the Blue Jays, and they have 16 with 2.5 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic speed really getting to him as Moore tries to throw it in. He'll find Hoosman on the right wing, up top Lease off the screen. There's a moving screen, but they'll let Squires get the three away. No good. There's Hoosman with another offensive rebound, and he is fouled on the putback. Ryan Hoosman has just been doing an outstanding job for Kearney Catholic. He has got 8 points, 7 6 rebounds. I may have even missed one, but that's what I got him for. This is his first trip to the line. The foul called on Alec Cremosta, his first. And the Stars now trying to put some major distance between themselves and Ravenna here by halftime. Ravenna had cut it to 8. Now it's out to 15. First free throw, no good. Second free throw now for Hoosman. And takes a while, puts it up, and got the second one. So Hoosman gets 1 of 2. He's got 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game, and it is 34-18, Kearney Catholic. They'll put some token pressure onto the backcourt as the inbounds pass comes to Blake Cremosta. Standage is back there with him. Across the timeline, Cremosta brings it to the left-hand corner, kicks it back out. Standage for three. That's Techmeyer, excuse me. Techmeyer for three. And he'll drain it. Ravenna is actually 3 of 4 beyond the arc. They just haven't got as many clean looks as they would like. At the other end, they'll leave it off for Matt Moore. Ball fake, penetrates out to Lease. Alex, quick three, answers right back. Alex Lease with his third three of the game. 37-21 Stars. Minute 50 left in the half. Cremosta working into the right-hand corner on Moore. Tried the pick and roll. Ball is kicked. And it will stay with Ravenna. And again, with a break in the action, a substitution. Checking in will be Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer, Techmeyer, Standage, and Blake and Alec Cremosta on the floor for Ravenna as they inbound it. A little bit at 48 to go in the half. Out top, they'll get it to Schirmer. Kobe over on the right wing to Standage, 20 feet out. Back over to the left wing to Alec Cremosta. Cremosta, two dribbles to the right elbow. Spins, looks for help, gets it back to Blake. Works it left-hand corner to Techmeyer, guarded there by Lease, trying to deny him the dribble. Picks it up to the high post. They get it to Schirmer, who found a little opening. His six-footer is good. Stars went for the steal, didn't get it that time. That left an open jumper. Holtmeyer, fast break the other way. Squires right underneath the hoop, missed the short jumper. Holtmeyer fights for the loose ball, got it, missed it. Squires got it, fouled. Offensive rebounds and turnovers. That is the difference in the game. Stars are getting O boards, and Ravenna is turning it over. And at the line to shoot two free throws will be David Squires. Hit a three-pointer early in the game. That's been his point total. And the foul called on Kobe Schirmer, his first. The free throw by Squires is on the way and off the front of the rim, no good. Second free throw for Squires on the way, and that one's good. 4 points now for David Squires. 38-23, Stars at the other end. The ball kicked off the leg of Alex Lease and out of bounds. Ravenna trying to stay within shouting distance here as the lead is set at 15. Take it out deep here in their own corner. Have to throw it all the way out to Alec Cremosta. Right on him is Holtmeyer in his back pocket. Cremosta looks for the back cut. There's the cut, but Schirmer wasn't looking at it. It's stolen away. Fast break the other way. Holtmeyer short-armed it on the way up. Missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Cremosa, but then it's stolen away by Moore, who lays it up and in. 40-23 at the other end. Cremosa says, I'll give it to Standage. Standage just going to lower his shoulder, take it to the hoop, and draw the blocking foul. Free throws coming up for the Jays. Foul is on Alex Lease. His second. And at the line will be Standage. I believe they'll let him shoot two, say it was on the shot. And Brady puts the first one up, and it dances around and finally goes in. Back into the ballgame, Siskowski. 46 seconds remaining before the half here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. I want to say a big hello to all those listening in Missouri tonight to the basketball game. Second free throw coming up for Brady Standage. And it's on the way. And spins out, no good. Squires grabs his sixth rebound, and the Stars are off to the races with Derek Jackson. Jackson tipped away from behind, and out of bounds it goes. Coach Don Lee's way out onto the floor, saying that's not the way we break the press. The Stars do get to maintain possession, though, and Connor Strike to throw it in. Gives it to Jackson. 38 seconds left. Works his way to the left side, gives it off to Squires, who hands it to Matt Moore. See if the Stars spread and play for the last shot. It doesn't look like it. Jackson makes a cut. Can't get it to him. Holtmeyer back up to Squires, 25 seconds. David dribbling the ball between the circles. Ravenna would be content with that to just happen here. Holtmeyer, left-hand corner, now Moore. A lot of movement, swing it over to Strite. Down to 14 seconds. Strite looking inside, nothing there. Dribbles to the free throw line and going to get called for the double dribble. Good call by the official. Thought he could make that crossover dribble and then just lost it in mid-crossover. That is turnover number 9 for the Stars. 10 seconds remaining in the half here for Ravenna to get a shot in. They'll throw it into Schirmer. Right back to Siskowski. Try to clear it out. Tom hustles it up the floor. Then dribbles it off his foot. Then it's kicked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic's Derek Jackson. So now Ravenna will get to take it out underneath their own hoop with 4 seconds to go in the half. and it's going to be Techmeyer to do so. Look for maybe it to be thrown in and right back to him. Back cut, they try to force the issue. It's knocked out of bounds again. They tried to pass it through the lane that time to Siskowski, and Jackson knocked it out. 1 second to go in the quarter. So Ravenna's going to have to catch and shoot. Looking, looking, looking. They get it in, and a three-pointer at the buzzer is well contested. And that brings us to halftime. At the half, Kearney Catholic 40 and Ravenna 24 in the annual battle between the Stars and Jays, one of the best Lou Platt Conference rivalries. And we will take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to Ravenna. It is halftime, and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is with you. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half in our boys' game, it is Kearney Catholic 40 and Ravenna 24. And you know what? Kind of a weird thing, if Ravenna would happen to not be able to come back tonight against Kearney Catholic. When's the last time Ravenna was below 500? I'll throw that trivia question out there to anybody. When's the last time the Ravenna boys were below 500? Because they've been getting off to good starts, and by the time they played Kearney Catholic, they either had three or four games in over the last 6-8 years because of the preseason or early season tournament. But Ravenna, the underdog coming into tonight, could fall to 1-2. Well, the Ravenna girls suffered their first loss of the year tonight on paper. Both teams undefeated coming in, but Ravenna's three wins have been against teams that have yet to win a ball game this season. And Kearney Catholic, they just continue to do what they do. And we are joined now by the head coach of the Lady Stars, Rick Petrie. And, Coach, these girls really haven't lost anything from the volleyball court, transferring it over to the basketball court through six games.
No, they've been awesome so far. They've done a great job. You know, they're running defenses like we want, sharing the ball on offense, and we're a tough matchup, I think.
I said throughout the first half that Ravenna just isn't going to match up because they didn't have the height. They were a little bit inexperienced, and you just had almost everything a coach could want. You've got some height, you've got some speed, you've got the length, a lot of seniors coming back. And Ravenna's going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah, they are.
And they lost by 50 points tonight. I think that says more maybe about your ball club than it does about them.
Well, I'm pretty blessed this year. You know, we've got the senior experience, and then, you know, our sophomore guards have really improved since the freshman year. You know, we kind of threw them into the fire last year, and they've done a great job over the summer and during preseason, and they've really improved, and it just balances our team. You know, Shayla Connor has played awesome for us the last couple games, and, you know, we just have, I think, a great mix of kids. We got a lot of different lineups we can use. You know, we can go really quick, we can go really tall. Just gives me a lot of options.
Are you surprised that you haven't been tested a little bit more? I think a lot of people just assumed that first weekend you would have been tested a little bit more than what you were.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Our kids are playing such great defense right now, and you know, it's been a little bit surprising to me, but they understand how we want to run our traps and our zone and our press, and, you know, sometimes they do stuff that we don't even talk about. So it's kind of nice, you know, it's having that experience, and having that experience on the floor a couple times tonight. They ran a couple different sets without me calling it. Got a layup off one and you know, got a great shot off the other. So it's kind of nice, again, like I said, having that senior leadership. Michaela has been awesome. Bailey's been, you know, everybody's done a great job so far. Nobody, the good thing is nobody cares who scores.
And I was going to say, because you're in a problem that a lot of coaches would like to have, you're almost too good. You're going to play some really good basketball teams, and I know you don't want to ever peak in the first month of the season.
No.
But fact is, you're going to have a couple more teams here before the holiday tournament that aren't up to the level of a 5-0 or a 6-1 at this time. And it doesn't look like those girls lost interest tonight, or they haven't lost interest throughout the game so far. You get Whitney Colling coming off the bench, leading you in scoring tonight. When you put the starters back into the second half, you tried to work that ball down into the post, where you really didn't have to do that in the first half, so you were working on some things that you didn't get to do in the first half.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, our starters really have only played three quarters in several of the games, and so, you know, I left them in probably a couple minutes in the fourth quarter just to get them some more experience and a little bit of conditioning, and because at some point in time, you know, obviously our schedule is not such that we're going to continue to do this, but we're going to have to compete and beat somebody, and we're going to have to be in shape to do that.
Yeah, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Seward, Pierce.
That's a good combination right there, right?
We all know that stretch coming up. We all know that stretch coming up in the middle of January. Well, Coach, we'll wish you happy holidays, and see you again next week.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That is the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, Rick Petrie. They win it easily tonight, 70-20, as they had four players in double figures, led by Whitney Colling with 15. 40-24 Stars in the boys' game. We'll be right back.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers. I had the ball game. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, Blake Cremosta has 4 points, 2 rebounds. Tom Siskowski leads the team with 7 points. Alec Cremosta, 1 point. Kobe Schirmer, 2 points. Sid Techmeyer, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Standage, 1 point, 3 rebounds. And Paul Bauer, 4 points and 4 rebounds. 8 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, the Jays have 24 points, 11 rebounds. They are 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 4 from three-point land, but 18 turnovers for the Jays here in the first half. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Blake Cremosta, Tom Siskowski, and Sid Techmeyer. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore has 5 points. Brian Hoosman leading the way with Alex Lease tonight. Hoosman has a total of 9 points in the basketball game. He's second leading scorer, has 6 rebounds and a block. Blake Holtmeyer, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Connor Streit has 8 points and 2 rebounds. David Squires, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Alex Lease has hit 3 threes, has a game high 11 points and 1 rebound. And Isaac Richter has 2 points and 1 rebound. Kearney Catholic had 16 points in the first quarter, and they poured in 24 in the second quarter. At the half, 40 points, 18 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 9 turnovers. And the 4-0, 6th-ranked Kearney Catholic Stars lead the 1-1, 10th-ranked team in C2 Ravenna at the half, 40-24. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. And we are ready for the second half of play here on Classic Hits, 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic leads it 40-24. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Again, a big thank you to Paul Anderson, the athletic director here. We're back in Ravenna at the end of the month for their holiday tournament. Ravenna, Loup City, Centura, and Overton. Always the four teams that are competing in that matchup. Kearney Catholic trouble getting the ball in here. Squires finally gets it to Alex Leese at midcourt to Moore, and we are underway at a fast pace. Hoosman, jump stop in the lane, short jumper from six, is up and in. 11 points now for Hoosman, and the Stars have their biggest lead at 18. Ravenna just needs to find a way to execute here, get some shots to fall early on, and stepping in front, Connor Streit makes the steal, comes to the other end, scoop shot too strong, defensive rebound comes down to Blake Cremosta, trapped on the baseline, spins out of there, and gets the ball to Techmeyer. Sid across the timeline, swings it over to Blake, open that lane up, back out to Techmeyer. Loses his dribble, needs somebody to throw to, back cut to Siskowski, but he has to go all the way through the lane to run that ball down. Up to Alec Cremosta. Right-hand dribble, gives it off there to Standage, guarded by Squires out of the three-point line. Brady finally takes a couple of dribbles because there's nobody to give it to. Now he's right back where he was. Needs a cutter, finally gets it over to Blake Cremosta. Good defense by the Stars, dump it underneath. There's a layup, Techmeyer from Cremosta. So they took a while, but when they don't turn it over, their offensive sets have taken longer tonight. They do find a way to score. Stars throw over the pressure all the way down to Squires in front of his own bench, but the number's not there, so he does not attack. And he'll hand it off to Matt Moore, who brings it out to the center circle and sets up the half-court offense. Gives it to Connor Streit. Both teams with the original five out there trying to set up a pick for a three-pointer lease, and that's over everything. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ravenna. Lease. Going to have to find a way to get some shots off here from the other hoop. He hit three threes in the first half. As the gym has gotten pretty quiet here in quarter number three. Inbounds pass comes up top to Hoosman. Quickly get it back over for a screened-in three. Squires puts it up. No good. Long rebound. Tipped out to Tom Siskowski. Siskowski fouled by Stride, who tried to sneak in from behind. Connor with his first personal foul and the first foul of the half on either team. Don't forget that all of our broadcasts, whether they're regular season, districts, or state tournament, are up on our podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Whether it was football or volleyball from earlier this season or the basketball games that we've done, they are up on PlatteRiverPreps.com almost immediately at the end of our evening's worth of work. So you can catch them tonight most of the time. Lob it down to Bauer. Bauer had to go get it out to Cremosta. Kicks it up top. Standage. Standage. Bounce pass underneath the Bauer and a beauty, and Paul lays it up and in. 6 points for Paul Bauer. Standage doesn't shoot the ball much. We've been noticing that here. He just looks to be a big guy and pass it and work his way down and get some rebounds. Fast break the other way to Hoosman. Into the paint. There's the trailer. Moore, who puts it up on the run and scores. Somebody lost track of Matt Moore, and he made him pay for it. 44-28. As the ball gets tipped, Standage can't grab it. Kearney Catholic gets the steal. Ravenna's 20th turnover and an easy layup for Connor Streit at the other end. He's got 10 points. 46-28. Into the corner to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, left baseline, cut off there by Leese. Gives it out on the wing. to Cremosta. Got by Moore, who slipped, but he didn't see that, and he passed the ball off. He went one way, and Moore went the other. Ravenna with it, Siskowski. Stars defense has been superb here in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Siskowski off the pick, down the middle of the paint, hits the heel on the short jumper, no good. Rebound, Alex Lease. Lease up the floor. There's another layup to Brian Hoosman. He's got 13 in the game. And now the Stars are up by 20. At the other end, trying to go backside through the paint to Siskowski. And Kearney Catholic gets a hand on it with the pace of the game. Some substitutions are warranted. And we've got five new men coming out there. Three for Kearney Catholic and two for Ravenna. Tyler Douglas checks in and Kobe Scherber for Ravenna. Jackson, Holtmeyer, and Zach. Both Jacksons, Derek and Zach, come in along with Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic. Alec Cremosta on the inbound, tries to force that backdoor pass, bounce pass to Cremosta, can't get the shot in the lane, kicks it out, Alec Cremosta for three, and he hit it. Cremosta with his first bucket of the night. And again, if my stats are right, Ravenna is 4-5 beyond the arc. Long pass to Zach Jackson, gives it to Derek. The trailer is Lease, works up there on Shermer. Over to Jackson on the right wing. Nice pass into the paint, and Connor Strike gets another, or Brian Hoosman gets another layup. And Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout after making the bucket. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. 50-31. Stars have the lead. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Kearney Catholic calling the 32nd timeout after the made bucket, leading at 50-31 here at Ravenna. We'll see Kearney Catholic again next week when they take on Overton at home. That is next Tuesday on ESPN 1460. Right now, 4:10 to go here in quarter number three. Ravenna with the ball. Well, not anymore. Alex Lee steals it away. Lee's to the other end. Tries to draw the foul. Let's see what they call here. They will get the foul. Bodying up on him is going to be Shermer. And for Kobe, that'll be his second. First foul of the half on Ravenna. Dechmeyer back in. So is Siskowski. The foul occurred before the shot. So Kearney Catholic will take it in on their own baseline. It is Lease to throw it in. Lobs it out on the right wing to Derek Jackson. Over to Zach. Zach slips it over to Lease. Open three. And it's off the front of the iron. No good. Another offensive rebound for Hoosman. He'll put it up and in. Boy. Hoosman's all over the place. He's got 8 here in the quarter and 17 in the game, and he's doing most of that off getting rebounds and steals. With it is Siskowski, drives the right side of the lane out to Techmeyer. Step back 3, came up way short that time. The ball being batted around, ends up in the hands of Jackson to Hoosman, who has yet another layup. Every time Hoosman is releasing, and the Stars know it, and they're just getting the ball up the floor. They slap on pressure. At a 5-second call, Ravenna can't get the ball in. And Coach Paul Baronic says, I'm putting another 5 in right now. That is the 22nd turnover of the game for Ravenna, 4 in this quarter. Into the ball game, Cody Eskret, Paul Bauer, Dylan Huff. Inbounds pass to Hoosman. He elevates. He puts it up. It spun all the way around. Came out. Got punched out of bounds by Ravenna. Standage is in there, and Kobe Shermer, Blake Cremosta. I think I got all 5 for you. Cremosta, Huff, along with Shermer, Eskret, and Standage. Kearney Catholic ball up by 23, 54-31. Try to bounce pass in the lane. The ball got kicked. Again, Kearney Catholic has Lease, Hoosman, Derek, and Zach Jackson, along with Blake Holtmeyer on the floor. And the inbounds pass goes over to Jackson. Left wing. Picks it up. Goes to Lease. Guarded there by Eskret. Drives on it. One-hand runner. No good. Lease maybe over the back, but he slapped it out to Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's third board to Jackson. Jackson left side of the lane. Scoop shot by Derek. He's up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Derek Jackson. 56-31. Stars now starting to run away. Ravenna basketball. Working it around the left-hand corner. Bounce pass inside. How many Brian Hoosmans are there tonight? It looks like there's four of them out there playing. He is having an incredible game here tonight at Ravenna. Ravenna to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Gramosta goes short corner to Kobe Schirmer. Knocked out of his hands by Lease, but it went out of bounds. Here comes Connor Streit in the ball game. And Lease will check out. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 56 and Ravenna 31. Stars also want to sub Isaac Richter into the game. And coming out will be Hoosman. What a job he has done. Star fans need to put a little more applause, a little more work into their cheering tonight as Standage dribbles it off his foot, but it's picked up there by Huff. Get it inside to Cremosta. One-hander off the paint or off the glass. Rattles in and out, no good. And Zach Johnson got the rebound. So now even Ravenna having trouble getting the ball to go in for him. Strike, middle of the lane, draws the traffic, kicks it out in the corner for the three-pointer. No good by Zach Johnson. Jackson, he gets knocked back out to Zach. He'll give it over to Derek. He tries the three. It's no good. Tries to follow the shot and will commit the foul. Blake Cremosta got the rebound. And the foul's going to be on Derek Jackson. His first. So pressure out of the backcourt as both teams using a variety of players like they usually do between the Stars and Blue Jays here in our boys game again earlier tonight. An early and easy Kearney Catholic win 70-20. Driving in Cremosta, switches hands, left-hander no good, got it back, forces it up in traffic, and he'll get the foul and go to the line to shoot two. Blake is 2 of 2 at the line. He's got 4 points. He now has 5 rebounds. And a pair of free throws coming up. First one on the way, and it's good. 56-32. Siskowski re-enters the game. And Eskrit will come out. Second free throw now for Cremosta. On the way, and it is in. So Blake hits them both. 56-33. They'll put on full court pressure. Inbounds pass comes to Connor Streit. Tipped out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Stars. And Streit will throw it in. Comes in near side to Richter. Tries to get it to the cutter. Holtmeyer. It was a little behind him. Went through his hands. The Stars' first turnover of the half. Cremosta pulls up from 10 at the other end. And the jumper is short off the front of the rim. No good. Derek Jackson tracks down the rebound for the Stars. Pushes the ball up the floor. Puts the one-hand runner up over two defenders. No good. Ball tipped around. Richter got it over to Jackson. And the Stars get another chance. Derek up top. Swings it right side. To Strike. Connor back up to Richter. In the paint, Holtmeyer. Left-handed layup. Good on the assist from Zach Jackson. First bucket of the game for Holtmeyer. He had a free throw back in the first quarter. 58-33 Stars. 1:10 to go. Third quarter of play. Schirmer with it for Ravenna. Dumps it over to Cremosta. Left wing. Tries the back cut to Standage. Ooh, Standage got tripped up and a paint hit the deck. And he will go to the line to shoot two. He's up. He'll be okay, but just landed awkwardly in there. Said Techmeyer is waiting to check in. Foul will be on Connor Streit. That's his second and the team's third. And at the line will be Brady Standage. He's 1 of 2 for his only point in the ball game so far. Gets 2 free throws here. The first one is off the front of the iron. No good. More basketball coming your way Thursday and Friday here on Classic Hits Thursday night. It'll be Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic. The doubleheader is scheduled to begin at 6. Friday, Kearney High boys are hosting Grand Island 7:45 on ESPN 1460 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Standage hits the second free throw, and it is 58-34 as the Stars throw over the pressure to Jackson. Zach right baseline, dumps it into Richter right underneath the hoop, but can't get it to go. Techmeyer might have got a hand on it, and the rebound grabbed by Blake Cremosta. Here comes Ravenna. Grabost up the right side, did not see Holtmeyer get back into the play, and he stripped it from behind. And then he has it taken back by Cremosta. Cremosta pulls up, and a blocking foul going to be called on the Stars. So a little hot potato there, and free throws coming up again for Blake. Just made a pair. He's 4-4 at the line. Now with 6 points and six rebounds. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 58-34, Kearney Catholic. The foul was called on Connor Strite. And the free throw all the way around. It sits there, and then it falls off. No good. Kearney Catholic brings Lease and Moore and Squires and Hoosman all back into the game. They leave Holtmeyer out on the floor for the final 40 seconds. And a second free throw now for Blake Cremosta. That one's right through there. 7 points for Cremosta, 58-35. Full court pressure put on. Inbounds pass comes to Moore. Back to Squires. Long over-the-top pass to Hoosman. Get it back over to Lease. Lease dribbled off his foot, but it went right to Hoosman. Bryant pushed out wide, top of the circle. Rub it off Standage into the corner for Squires. Fires the three and hit it. David Squires with his second three-point bucket of the ball game. 61-35, Kearney Catholic. With 15 seconds to go, Ravenna Standage into the paint, trying to make some room, gives it off to Alec Cremosta. That's going to be a charging foul on Alex Cremosta. Taking it, Alex Lease. He was there the whole way. And Cremosta with his second personal foul. Kearney Catholic gets the ball with 8 seconds remaining, and Richter is going to come in just to put a little extra height on the floor here, just in case they maybe get an offensive rebound. Squires to throw it in against full court pressure. Dumps it in real short here to Lease. Down the sideline, they get it to Hoosman. Hoosman brings it into the paint. Right underneath, Moore's there for the layup, and he'll score using the screen from Isaac Richter. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 63, Ravenna 35 here on Classic Hits. We're back in a minute.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Our producer engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna. I want to thank all the fine sponsors and, of course, Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the crew here for their hospitality. Kearney Catholic outscoring Ravenna 23-11 there in the third quarter, and now they have put this one away 63-35. It will be Ravenna basketball, though, to start the fourth quarter. Shermer trapped in the left-hand corner, needs somebody. Cremosta comes and gets him. Out of trouble on the left baseline. Now he picks his trouble up on the low block. Fires it out to Tyler Douglas. Into the corner to Siskowski. Ball fake. Dribbles into Squires. And they kick it back out again. So a lot of ball movement, but no shot. And eventually it's knocked out of there. Trying to get it to Bauer. Richter tips it away. 24 turnovers for Ravenna. 11 for Kearney Catholic. Long three. Alex Lease almost banked it in. And another offensive rebound for Brian Hoosman. I've got him for a game-high 19 points and 8 rebounds. Lease with it out top. Cremosta stabs at it, couldn't get it. Over to Hoosman, off top, Richter. Moore, left wing. Matt into the paint. Back door open. Richter's there, and Isaac lays it up for his second bucket. And the Stars lead it by 30. In a girls' game, Kearney Catholic wins it 70-20. We'll recap it all on the Misco Sports postgame show coming up after this contest here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Axtell on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna ball into Blake Cremosta. Again, we will see Ravenna again Thursday over at Gibbon on ESPN Radio. There's a nice pass from Siskowski to Bauer. Bauer on the low block with another layup. He's had a bucket in each quarter and 8 total. And Kearney Catholic throws it away, getting the ball up the floor. Their 12th turnover. For Kearney Catholic's boys, they will be at Elm Creek on Friday and host Overton, a state-rated D1 team, on Tuesday. Good crossover move by Techmeyer. Lost his defender. Fires the three, but it will not go. And the rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease had 11 in the first half, none here in the second half. Squires, quick three in transition, right-hand corner, no good. Offensive rebound, Richter, just too tall, grabs it and scores. Kearney Catholic, after hitting a few threes in the first half, just 1 of 8 in the second half. They're now 5 of 20 for the ball game. 67-37 the score. As we play out the string here with 6 minutes to go in a game, Techmeyer, left side of the key, trying to get a screen set, gives it to Bauer outside the arc. Richter on him. Paul's not going to drive anywhere. Kremost up top. Moore made some contact. No whistle. Back over to Techmeyer. Guarded by Lease. Deep in the left-hand corner. Lease knocked it out of his hands and out of bounds. Re-entering the game, Blake Holtmeyer for the Stars. And Techmeyer now to fire the ball in. Gets it to Kremosta up top, into the hands of Tom Siskowski. Over to Techmeyer, guarded by Holtmeyer. Now they double him out around midcourt. He'll be able to get it away to Siskowski, who drives into the paint, gives it off to Bauer. Ball fake, lays it up and in. Paul Bauer there again. He's in double digits with 10 points, 67-39. He now leads the Blue Jays in scoring. Techmeyer, Siskowski, and Blake Kremosta all have 7. At the other end, they try to force it to Richter, and Bauer steals the ball away. Outlet pass to Siskowski, who gives it off to Kremosta, who attacks the baseline left side, throws it into the paint, and it's stolen away by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer up the floor, 2-on-2, puts the scoop shot up and in, and draws the foul. Holtmeyer now with 5 points in the basketball game, and gets the Stars to 69 here, and a chance to get to 70. We've got more folks waiting to check into the ball game. Alec Kremosta, Standage, and Shermer for Ravenna. For the Stars, the Jackson boys, Derek and Zach. And also Connor Strite. 5:02 to go in the game. The foul was called on Tyler Douglas, his second. And Holtmeyer now to shoot the free throw. And the lefty puts it up, off the heel, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brady Standage. His fourth of the game. Alec Kremosta, give and go, trying to get it to Siskowski. Makes a nice save, out to Shermer for the three. It is no good. And the defensive rebound is Jackson. Jackson, long pass down the floor, trying to get it to Derek. The ball is deflected out of bounds by Blake Kremosta. 69-39, Kearney Catholic. 4:45 to go in the ball game. The Visco Sports postgame show when we're done. So stay with us for that. As the inbounds pass gets it to Strite. Try to force it inside to Holtmeyer. Siskowski in there and bats it around and finally grabs the handle. Stars 14th turnover. Here comes Kremosta the other way. Off the glass and in on the runner. Had to go to the right hand from the left side, but he now has 9 points. Stars not slowing down. There's a backdoor lob for a layup. Connor Strite from Holtmeyer. A dozen points now for Connor. 71-41 Stars. Standing stops at the top of the circle on Richter. Tries to back him in on the dribble. On the right elbow. Now down to the low block and spins it back outside the arc. He'll find Kremosta. Blake into the corner to Kobe Shermer. Shermer, nowhere to go. 4 minutes to go in our game. Standage outside the arc. Got kicked away from behind or tipped away from behind. It'll be a Ravenna turnover. And then as Jackson tries to bring the ball up the floor, reach-in foul going to be called here on the Blue Jays. That is the fourth foul of the half on Ravenna. And 5 have been called on Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will take it out in the backcourt. The foul on Shermer was his 3rd. And into the front court with it will be Derek Jackson. Over to Richter. Back underneath. Short jumper straight. Couldn't get it to go. Connor Strite missed it on the short side. And the rebound brought down by Techmeyer. And lost it out of bounds. It'll still stay with Ravenna. Ravenna will go to 1-2. Kearney Catholic will stay unbeaten at 5-0. It would seem the Stars will be tested a little bit by Overton next week, but the next big test will probably be North Platte St. Pat's, the first round of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Amherst plays Ogallala on the other side. And again, we'll have coverage of that for you on our network of stations at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bauer in the paint, throws through the paint, gets it into the hands of Techmeyer, guarded by Holtmeyer. He'll back up. Get it to the high post. Cremosa back out. Douglas, somebody's got to shoot the ball. Cremosa to the baseline. Wrap around. Tries to get it to Douglas. Richter knocked it out of bounds. It's good ball movement, but you can't possess the ball for 45, 55 seconds without usually getting the ball turned over. Ball stacked on the right side of the key here for Ravenna. There's Bauer with the late cut through, and they throw it right to him, and he scores. Six in the quarter, 12 in the game for Bauer. 71-43 Stars, 3 minutes to go. And something happened away from the ball, and Techmeyer got wiped out. A little slow getting up. Ooh, and then he shoves the Kearney Catholic player, Connor Stride, as he went to the bucket there. He knew he wasn't going to be able to get to him, and he just kind of shoved him there. And I think maybe he's coming out of the game, and yes, he is. So Sid Techmeyer with his third foul. Kearney Catholic will throw it in underneath. Holtmeyer gets it into Jackson. Little left-hander won't go. Ball being slapped around all the way out to midcourt. It's still loose. Finally, Siskowski picked it up, and he got wiped out by Richter. And the foul called. Isaac Richter with his second personal foul. But we're not in the bonus yet. And Kearney Catholic going to go a little deeper on their bench. Here comes John Masker checking in. And also coming in will be Braxton Bellamy. He's wearing number 14, if you're listening here, in the gymnasium. Not listed on the original varsity roster, but he is in. At the other end now, Cremosa drives, shot no good, ball slapped out of bounds, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna has played a lot of players tonight, too, re-entering Dylan Huff and Kobe Shermer into the game. Star ball, Siskowski able to knock it away. Tom headed to the other end. Layup is up, and it is in. Good play by Tom Siskowski. Got the steal, and then was able to screen himself off the defender and score. At the other end, Connor Streit tries to put the layup up. Couldn't get it to go. Zach Jackson gets his fifth rebound of the half. Gets it out front to Masker, and Masker is fouled. 2:10 remains in the game. 71-45, Kearney Catholic. Here comes Harrison Pierce into the game. Here comes Bryce James into the game. And anybody else sliding in there? Looks like Colin Muesch will come in. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Brady Standage with his first foul. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Kearney Catholic in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good by Masker. Long rebound comes out to Muesch. Muesch gets it over on the left wing. Here's another jumper, Masker. That one's good. The lefty, John Masker, got just a couple feet closer and buries it. Fast break the other way to Siskowski, and Siskowski kind of stopped to look back for the basketball, and the Kearney Catholic player ran right up on him. The Star was in good position to just kind of run by him and let him make the layup, but Siskowski, for some reason, came to a jump stop and got taken out. So he'll go to the line now and shoot the 1-1. He's 1 of 2 at the line. He has 9 points in the basketball game. Foul was on Masker. And the free throw is up and in. So Siskowski now into double figures with 10 points. 73-46. Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is short. Fighting for the loose ball. It is batted around. Standage somehow comes out of there with the offensive board. Give Eskridge credit, though. He's the one that first got after it. But Ravenna can't do anything with it. They end up throwing the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 27 in the ball game. They have taken better care of the ball here in the second half after having 18 first-half turnovers. Kearney Catholic ball. There's the bounce pass from Bryce James to the cutter, Pierce. It's behind him, though, and stolen away. 16th turnover for Kearney Catholic. And Standage got tripped up. Fell. Ball goes out of bounds. Back to Kearney Catholic. Just finishing it out here. Ravenna will bring in Chance Bach to the ball game. And we are also going to bring in Michael Bauer. 128 left, 73-46, Kearney Catholic in the air-conditioned Ravenna Gymnasium as the ball is kicked. And coming in for the Stars, Zach Jackson again. Minute 23 remains. And the Stars will throw it in to Bryce James. James gets it over to Jackson. Jackson back up top to Muche. Muche ball fake, drives to the baseline right side. Good bounce pass over to Masker. Up top with a three-pointer, and Braxton Bellamy off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound to Chance Bach. He'll give it off on the right wing to Schirmer, who brings it across the timeline with 1 minute to go in the game. Over to Eskrit. Up top they'll go to Bach. Good ball movement off the screen. They'll get it to Bauer, but they want to get a shot away here. Kick it into the left-hand corner. It's Schirmer again. Up top, have an open look. The three-pointer is up, and it rolls off the rim. No good for Bauer. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ravenna. Back in is Pierce for the Stars. Seconds remain. And Kearney Catholic has the ball. Dribbling it across the timeline with the left hand is Masker. Gets it over there to Bellamy. Back to Masker. He'll give it off into the hands of Harrison Pierce, who fires the three and hit it. Harrison Pierce gets into the scorebook. And the Stars have 76 points on the board. Lead it by 30. 20 seconds to go. Move in the left hand corner for Huff. Back up top to Bauer. Move the ball around to Huff, drives the right baseline, kicks it back out into the corner for Eskrit. He'll try the three-pointer. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Schirmer. Back up on the paint. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Bellamy. And that is end of tonight's ball game. The final score, the Kearney Catholic Stars 76 and Ravenna 46. The Stars come in and remain undefeated and take care of business tonight in both the boys' and girls' game. We'll take a break and be back with the Bisco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Niccolo. Shot good!
Cremosa, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it is time now for the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Final score, Kearney Catholic 76 and Ravenna 46. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the ball game as I have them here tonight. First off, for the Ravenna Blue Jays, they were able to get seven different players into the scoring column tonight, starting with Blake Cremosa. He ends up with 9 points and six rebounds. Tom Siskowski, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Chance Bach had a rebound. Alec Cremosa, 4 points. Kobe Schirmer, 2 points, 1 rebound. Sid Techmeyer, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Randy Standage, 2 points, 5 rebounds. And Paul Bauer led the team with 12 points and 4 rebounds. I had Ravenna for 11 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting 5 of 8 in the first and 5 of 8 in the second. 3-point shooting 3 of 4 in the first half, but just 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 18 in the first half and 10 in the second half of play. Ravenna had 24 points at halftime, just 22 in the second half, and the Jays will finish with 46 points, 22 rebounds, 10 out of 16 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, 28 turnovers, and for the first time in years, Ravenna is below 500. They are now 1-2 on the season. And up next, they will be at Gibbon Thursday night, and we'll have the girls and boys doubleheader on our sister station, ESPN 1460. And again, that's always on your mobile phone. And, of course, you can listen online, PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doubleheader begins at 6. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And we're back here at Ravenna, continuing on with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are staying balanced in their offense and everything that they've been doing. They had 10 players score tonight for Coach Don Lees. Matt Moore had 9 points. Colin Muesch had a rebound. Brian Hoosman led the team with 19 points and a game-high 8 rebounds. He also had a block shot. Blake Holtmeyer, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Derek Jackson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Zach Jackson, 5 rebounds, all in the second half. Connor Strike, 12 points, 2 rebounds. John Masker hit a bucket. He's got 2 points. Harrison Pierce, 3 points. David Squires, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Alex Lease, 11 points, all in the first half, 3 rebounds. Isaac Richter, 6 points, 2 rebounds. And Braxton Bellamy had 1 rebound. We had 18 rebounds for Kearney Catholic in the first half, and if I add it up right, 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 12 in the first half, and 2 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, and 7 in the second half for Kearney Catholic. The Stars had 40 points in the first half, put up 46 more in the second half, and Kearney Catholic finishes with 76 points, 33 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, 6 of 23 from three-point land, 1 block, and 16 turnovers. Kearney Catholic is now 5-0 on the season. They will be at Elm Creek on Friday and host Overton State-rated Eagles on Tuesday night, and we'll have that for you on ESPN 1460. Then they go to the Amherst Holiday Tournament, and they'll take on North Platte St. Pat's in the opening round on the 28th. We'll have coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament and the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Ravenna's on 27th and 28th. Amherst is the 28th and 29th here on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. Well, we're joined now by the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, as always, Paul Baronic. And, Coach, you knew that your team was going to be up against it tonight. And I guess the grade, Kearney Catholic really continues to play well.
Yeah, you know, they just have a lot of weapons, you know, a lot of athleticism and a lot of things that we don't have, returners, you know, that actually contributed last year. But, you know, our guys are in the learning aspect of it. And, we, you know, first half we did really a lot of good things. The only disappointing thing probably in some cases would be we'd get a turnover and we'd turn it over right back. You know, we call that the turnover. And yeah. And, you know, and those things come with inexperiences in youth. So, but Kearney Catholic is the real deal, the complete package, and Don's done a heck of a job with it.
It doesn't look, at least from tonight's game, it doesn't look to me that you're really trying to do anything different that you've done for the last 15 years. You're trying to get screens, you're trying to get bounce passes, you're trying to get back cuts, trying to get a three when you can. You just have to get these guys more court time.
Absolutely. You know, nothing has changed. You know, these guys did the same thing in JV basketball. They did the same thing in junior high basketball. You know, The X's and O's are the same. So, you know, the Jeffs and Joes have changed a little bit in the fact that who we have out on the court. But our guys are, you know, the kind of guys that take pride in their game, and they take pride in wearing a Ravenna shirt and understand that we still get everybody's best game. We still understand that when people beat us, it's a feather in their hat. And but, you know, not necessarily maybe in Carney County's case, because they've done it before, even when we've had good teams. So.
Yeah, well, you beat them last year, and I know that when they have returners, they remember that kind of stuff.
Exactly, too. You know, and that's the fun part about basketball. And in our situation with Carney Catholic and their kids, it's just a kind of a friendly, like, I'm going to get back at you one of these things, you know. So yeah, they're good guys on and off the court, in my estimation. You know, they've always treated us well, win or lose. And even some tough games last year, a lot of the guys came up to me after the game in a tough situation, losing in overtime, and still had the decency to come up and say, hey, great job, Coach. You had a nice team.
You've got Gibbon coming up on Thursday. That's going to be a totally different style of basketball.
Yeah, you know, totally different style of basketball, but totally the things that we've got to work on. And again, and get experience. They bring a different kind of thing with 1-3-1 half-court trap. They'll have the, you know, Carney Catholic has a great team, and they have some pretty good players sprinkled in there. Gibbon has the greatest player probably in the region and maybe in Class C basketball. But here's the other thing on Gibbon now. Those other guys have gotten better,
yeah.
And they've done a nice job. And see, that's what we're kind of holding our hat to a little bit and saying, you know, we see teams like that do that and get better. Gibbon is a perfect example. All those guys that got their lumps last year as freshmen and sophomores are now understanding what it takes to win, and they've got a nice handle on what it does take to win, and they're gaining confidence that way. And I thought our guys played with great confidence against Burwell, who's a very good basketball team, and tonight we just, you know, ran into a good team. So, you know, hats off to Carney Catholic, because you know, they deserve to win.
Ball Thursday night at Gibbon. Randy Bushcutter will have the call on ESPN Radio.
And all right.
Wish you the best of luck, man. We'll see you soon. Hey, Merry Christmas. I'll see you back here for your holiday tournament.
Oh, that's right. And I won't be able to see you until after that then, huh? So that's going to be a bummer, kind of.
Maybe I'll sneak over to Pleasanton next week.
That would be a great idea. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the coverage, as always.
You bet. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, joined by Carney Catholic coach Don Lee. It's been a long time since they have handled a Ravenna team like this, because both teams have been so good for so long. But as we said, you've got the returners, and Coach Baronic doesn't. And those returners, plus the new kids that you've got out there, continue to play good basketball for you.
Yeah, they do. You know, the things that I really enjoy is coming out here and coaching these kids. And then, you know, in a game like this against Ravenna, where they do a lot of good things, Paul does a great job with them fundamental wise, and we worked on that yesterday. And as far as their back cutting and doing those types of things, you know, how to defend it and what to do on things, and some kids got it down pretty good, and we had some trouble with it on some of the things, but you know, our kids played hard, exceptionally hard basketball tonight. You know, Brian Hoosman, you know, going to the boards extremely hard, you know, and all the kids doing what they needed to do to win this game tonight.
10-20-30, I might have to start with that, because you can't there's no place here where there says hustle. There's no place where it says hustle in this book. And at different times, and you already talked about Brian and Connor did it, and Alex had a great first half of the ball game tonight. and then you ask him to play defense, and it's just such a great job by these kids. Have you been surprised by the first five games?
On certain things, I have been surprised on, but these kids, they've been playing, some varsity playing time, Doug, since, they were freshmen. And, they were disappointed in the way things kind of went last year on some things. Not that we weren't, doing some good things last year and stuff, but it was just one of those things that we thought we could have done better. And these kids, took that to heart. Throughout the summertime worked extremely hard. And, to the start that we have, yes, I'm surprised because, we haven't gelled yet, and stuff, but, the hustle out there is just incredible, and that's what I love.
You've got two more games before the holiday break. Elm Creek, who is a better basketball team this year, and Overton get their two classes smaller than you are in Fort Kearney Conference, but they're too good, maybe two of the top three teams in the FKC, and then everybody's going to be looking forward to you playing North Platte St. Pat's in the first round of the holiday tournament.
Sure.
What are you looking for in these final four games before the calendar turns?
We got to improve on some stuff. We were, one of our assistant coaches, as I go along there and coach the game, I tell him, write this down because this is something that we need to cover. He ran out of ink tonight, but, there's things that we need to work on. Elm Creek, Tanner's done a great job with those guys. We got to get ready to play Elm Creek on Friday night, go down there to their place. They're tough at home. Tanner does a great job with them. They got some good athletes this year, and Tanner deserves that because he works extremely hard with those kids, and he deserves to have a group of kids like he has this year that work extremely hard for him and stuff. And then, we come back on the Tuesday and play Overton, and Jay does a great job with Overton, and, we're going to have to be ready to play. Like you said, they're one of the better teams, not only in the Fort Kearney, but in our area and stuff. And we've got to be ready to play some basketball. And then, we hit the holiday tournament with North Platte St. Pat's right off the bat. We're going to have to, they're a very, very disciplined basketball team, and we're going to have to be able to, have our composure and do some things against them. We got some things that we need to work on, and these guys, that's what I like about them, is they're ready to work.
Well, it looked pretty impressive tonight, and congratulations on the 5-0 start, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks for covering us.
You bet, buddy. Don Leese, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They win it tonight, 76-46. 10 kids score the ball game tonight, led by Brian Hoosman with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Paul Bauer led the way for Ravenna with 12 points. Kearney Catholic easily in the girls' game, 70-20 tonight, and both Kearney Catholic teams remain undefeated. And this has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all of the area schools as they have been for decades. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget, all games are up on our podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com, and you can check out photos usually the same night or following day as well from the games that we cover. I want to say a big thank you to Paul Anderson, the athletic director here, also to, of course, the fine sponsors, and for our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. We'll talk to you Thursday night as Minden plays at Grand Island Central Catholic. Our girls and boys doubleheader scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock. Again, the final score in our boys' game tonight, Kearney Catholic 76, Ravenna 46. This is Doug Duda from Ravenna saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices.